The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to also piggyback on what Robert was saying. I never tuned any right-wing of any kind. But the other day, I just turned on Newsmax for like 2 minutes, and they had the big socialism and how government's coming to take over everything. And it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, socialism is we the people. People need to start fighting back when they talk about government being bad and saying, I guess you're saying that we the people are bad. That's what you're saying, because that's what government is we the people. And but I thought it was interesting. I thought they should call it the McCarthy Channel rather than Newsmax, because like I said, for the 2 minutes I turned it on, I was just like, wow. You know, and they're very, very convincing, because Strong and Wrong, you know, definitely beats, weak and right. So Democrats need to get a little stronger and push back, and they need to push back very strongly against these people. Otherwise, we are in for a world of hurt.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Robert, Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Tom?
Newsmax, I should probably watch it more. I'll compare it to Fox News in this way. If Fox News is at an eighth grade kind of level, this is at a fifth or sixth grade level. So it's even more kind of dumbed down and provides, for the most part, depending on the host, even less reality of what the other side has even said before it's attacked. And in addition, it's much whiter than Fox. Fox makes a real effort to seem very diverse and have all sorts of right-wing Republican black and brown commentators, right? Much less of such an effort. You just see a whole bunch of white people on Newsmax, which probably makes its watchers even more comfortable. But I have to say, do you remember, Earl, you know political history, who is that right-wing consultant who advised Clinton on triangulation and has moved to right during his presidency? Remember that guy? He had some sexual scandals.
I know the guy you're talking about.
I'm blanking on his name. He has a show on Newsmax. At noon, you get him. But right now, they're talking to Dr. Oz, who's running for Senate. So Dr. Oz has gotten the endorsement, it says, of the Pennsylvania Fraternal Order of Police. Well, good for the Fraternal Order of Police, endorsing a guy who lives in New Jersey.
You know, Dr. Craig, let's talk about Ron Johnson and Mandela Barnes. And I have conversations with people constantly who say to me, do you think Mandela Barnes can defeat Ron Johnson? And I clearly say to them, yes. Let's stop thinking that it can't be done. Well, Mandela's a young guy, and I said, you have to understand, Ron Johnson continues saying things, that in the long run, he should be held accountable for. Even today, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is keeping up with his criticism of leaders of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The two-term incumbent launched his latest round of concerns following the FBI raid in Milwaukee this past Tuesday. Johnson told reporters that Trump had a right to declassify some documents and take them from Washington when Trump left the White House. So again, I don't trust the FBI. They hold all the cards. They've shown and proven themselves to be untrustworthy. Now they've seized these documents. We're supposed to rely on them for telling us what it's all about. So, again, it is a highly partisan act, and I just don't trust them, he said. Well, so when people ask me, do you think Mandela Barnes can defeat him? My answer is, listen to the things he's saying.
Oh, there's no question Mandela Barnes can beat him. Just basic campaign science is that an incumbent polling below 50% is in danger, and he's in the low 30s, Ron Johnson. But he's going to turn out the MAGA base, and it's going to be big turnout. That's why Mandela is the best candidate for the general, because he has the potential. We all need to work on it to mobilize our base and turn out a lot of folks who don't necessarily vote in non-presidential elections, which is younger people, a lot of black and brown people. They're called drop-off voters. They're voters, but they don't always vote in every election and don't always vote in midterms. Mandela gives them something to vote on. Ron Johnson may help us with some of the inner suburbs, as the suburbs become, in the inner part of the WOW counties, more purple. And that's why we have Democrats representing those areas now. But that just began very recently, and Roe versus Wade may help that. But Mandela absolutely can win. But Ron Johnson, and I think is been leading in every in the Marquette head-to-head poll by a couple points, the last public poll that is highly watched in this state. But I would say that since Ron Johnson keeps saying what he said about the FBI, what he said about Social Security and Medicare, which was, let me be clear about this, Earl. What made Medicare and Social Security before it unique is it was not subject to the whims of Congress. Separate payroll tax, they didn't have to approve it every year and every budget. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt said he did that for Social Security so no damn politician could go and mess with it or end it. That was his motivation. Ron Johnson thinks that Americans can rely for their retirements and their health care security in their golden years on whether or not Congress can function each and every budget, which is just shocking. So there are a number of things Ron Johnson has said make him extremely vulnerable, but it's going to be a huge fight because they have to go negative on Mandela.
Dr. Craig, hang on. You got to go to a break. 844. 844-